Last but not
Meatloaf.
This messenger.
Hey there, rock stars. This is Josh Redding.
And Ray Smith.
From the Tangent Break Podcast. Let's put life on pause because it's time for a tangent.
No. It's time for Horribly Awkward.
Hey there, everybody. This is Dave from Bad Cop, Bad Cop Show. You are listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast live from Sean's mother's basement.
Hey. This is a dragonfly from Pure Gasmic Love Podcast. You're listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast. Yes, you are.
Hello, everybody. This is Jerry from Bad Cop, Bad Cop Show. You're listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast, a member of the great and stellar
BS Podcast Network.
The BS Podcast Network.
The BS Podcast Network.
Leanne, I can't invite you over to my place anymore.
Why?
Well, every time you come over, you're always having my cats chase my rats around, and they're going to eat them.
Yeah, but it's kind of funny.
It's funny to you, but I like my rats more than my cats, and you're having my cats chase the rats around. I don't know what to do about this. I'm feeling a little irritated.
Yeah, but which pet is more legal to have, a rat or a cat? I feel like, you know.
Well, we can have, they're both legal.
Not in Canada. You can't have them in Alberta.
Whoa, hey, Mittens, stay away from Risky. Stay. Okay, this is getting out of hand. Grab the cat, damn it! Oh my god, you can't do this. Every time you come in, it's just like, let the rat out, and then tell the cat to go chase it.
Well, you know, I feel like when a cat has the dominance factor over the rat, it's just what's gonna happen.
You know what I'm gonna do? Because I never liked my cat anyways. I'm gonna roll him around in cheese. Nacho cheese, and I'm gonna hold them down and let the rat nibble on them for a while.
That's not very nice.
but I mean, it's like when you let your kids, like if you let your kids fight and one kid hits the other kid, you gotta let the other kid get a swing back, right? That's the way I was raised in California. I don't know about you in Canada.
An eye for an eye makes the whole world blind, my friend.
That's absolutely true. I'm starting to feel like an asshole.
See, so you should let the animals play together. They're just learning how to cohabitate.
Yeah, you know, like me and my brother would fight all the time. And then my mom would me, of course, I'm the bully. I always hit my brother first. And then my mom would hold me down and let him take a couple punches to my face. All right, we'll let them get along. If we just got to teach the rats and the rat and the cat to know when to stop. They could chase each other around, but, you know, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, you should definitely just talk to them and just, like, get down on their level and just be like, you know, so he understands.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to sit them down. I'm going to lecture them. I'm going to draw some diagrams up. You're great. You could draw the diagrams. Like, you can paint them up for me. And we'll just have this lecture for them. You know, hey, you guys, get in here. Mittens, Risky, get in here. They're not, I don't know. Oh, shit, I think they took off. I shouldn't have left the front door open. Uh-oh. All right, this is getting horribly awkward. Let's get into a podcast.
Hey, Norm, I'm ready for Horribly Awkward.
Horribly Awkward.
Horribly Awkward.
That's horrible.
I can't even control myself. It's so horribly awkward.
This is so awkward.
This is so awkward.
This is horribly awkward. No one off.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Sean, dude, you're horribly awkward.
Sean, I know you think this is weird, but it's not as weird as you think it is, dude.
Don't think that it's awkward.
Welcome to episode 52 of Horribly Awkward. I am Sean, and unfortunately, I am your host again for this week, but I do have another killer show and a very special guest. Thanks for downloading and listening. I do appreciate it. If you like what you hear, tell a sculptor, tell a painter, tell a tagger, because word of mouth is a beautiful thing. So use what your mama gave you. And I'm not talking about your booty. Send me your voicemails. You guys can ask me a question or just tell me I'm a creeper. I'm okay with either as long as I get the voicemails. The number is 510-600-3475. And as always, you can find the number down below in the description. So look it up and give me a call. I want to hear from you. And I want to play it on the show. I'm super excited to hear from everybody. But lately, no one's leaving voicemails. I'm getting sad. You guys can reach out to me the old-fashioned way as well at horriblyawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. On today's show, from a planet far, far, far away called Canada, where they eat poutine. I'm hearing it's great. This place is so far away, actually. I'm just hearing it could just be an urban legend. And as Sean Freeman from ZombieCast would say, the great Great North. And I'm getting sidetracked as usual. I'm a big, huge fan of her work, and I've been looking forward to this for a while. She transforms herself and other people into like realistic looking, living and breathing comic book characters. And sadly, they don't get the superpowers that goes with it as well. That would be so awesome, but I'm sure one day it's going to happen because that's the way the world works and technology speeding up. One day we'll be able to transform one of them into Superman and then go here, boom, download the app, you can fly. You can fly, or you can change really quick. That would be awesome if you could just hop in a booth and change. But not only that, she does a ton more, and I'm super excited. So everybody stand up and put your hands together for LeAnn Mosley! LeAnn!
Hey,
what is up?
You know,
I've been wanting to chat with you for a while, and it's taken a while, but we're here.
We're here. Sorry, I'm such an artist.
You're what?
I'm such an artist. It's like, yeah, today works. No, today doesn't work. Yeah, today totally works. No, it doesn't work.
Yeah, one day it's like, let's do it tomorrow. And then you're like, hey, dude, I'm totally inspired right now to do a painting. I'm like, do it. I know how it is. Like, I don't do much paintings. And when I get inspired, it's like, I have to do it then. And I totally understood.
Yep.
Appreciate it. Yeah, you got to do it. But your work is amazing.
Thanks.
It is. It is truly amazing. I didn't even know this whole thing was a thing. This comic book turning people into comic book characters. I didn't even know it was a thing till not even a year ago. Actually, the first picture I saw, somebody tweeted on Twitter or retweeted your picture of the Joker.
Okay.
Right with the wrench.
Yeah.
I was on board that moment. And then I started looking at your pictures. I mean, Google Images on Twitter. I went Facebook creeping, looking at all the cool pictures. And I was just like, this is really freaking cool.
Thanks. I hope you shared it.
I did. I always share. I always share if I can.
I know you do.
Yeah. I'm just like, this is fucking awesome. It's interesting. I mean, it's hard to put it into words for someone who's listening who doesn't know what I'm talking about, like what you do. How would you describe it to people?
I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. I just see it as body painting, you know, or I feel like it's almost like tracing onto a body, you know, you're like superimposing that character onto a face, kind of ignoring their features and making them into something.
Yeah. But it's like, they become you have all these images on Google Images, right? I can't tell which ones are you. Unless you have your nose ring in. If you got that in, I could tell.
Yes.
Other than that, I'm like, is that LeAnn or did she do that in somebody else's? Like, it's really, really awesome. I'm so stoked. Just every time you post something, I check it out every time.
Thanks. I appreciate that, man. That means a lot. I work really hard on that, so it's cool that people want to come back. So thank you.
Yeah. I've sat in your Twitch streams when I sat, like, I have my attention levels are very short.
Everyone's are.
So I'll have something going on and I'll have two screens up and I'll have you on one screen. I'll just be playing a video game and I'll check in with you because it's a very long process. I mean, everybody knows that.
Yeah.
How long does it typically take? What's your average or what's your shortest and what's your longest?
Man, longest was 12 hours. I want to say but that's not like full on painting the whole way through. That's with like a bajillion breaks in between and like moments for like panic attacks and being like, why am I doing this? So yeah, 12 hours. And then the shortest has been like an hour and a half. I did that, my Joker makeup when I did it again for Calgary Expo. I like ran home after doing somebody else's makeup. I did some stuff for Calgary Airport Authority. So I painted up a bunch of their seniors as different heroes. It was really cool. Sorry, I'm getting sidetracked as well.
No, sidetrack it. It's all about.
I painted myself before going to Expo because I was a cosplay guest there. And yeah, I busted out that Joker makeup in an hour and a half and I was really proud of myself.
Yeah, Joker's awesome. I mean, usually I have this big Joker thing on my wall right here and I have a Joker poster. I have a Joker mask. It's like one of those real heavy ceramic masks, but I mean, everything's boxed away because I'm getting ready to move. But I mean, usually I have a bunch of cool stuff to look at. I mean, all I have is ET. I do have a painting right there. I sort of painted one day
painting.
In a manic.
Is that yours?
Yeah, it's some weird shit I did one day when I was like going manic and crazy and full of caffeine. I just started randomly painting some garbage.
It's not garbage, man. It's dope. I like it. It caught my eye like the second we started talking beforehand. So I got a huge canvas for like $25. It's like, oh, like a big one, like a commitment. So, yeah, they're usually like $120, and I got it for $25. So I was like, we're going to paint this. And now I'm like, what am I going to do with it?
Yeah, that's the, I want a big, I've always wanted one of those. When I go to Michael's, do you guys have Michael's, like, art
yeah,
supplies?
No, and that's, don't go to Michael's, man. Check out your local dollar stores, because that's what I did. I was at the dollar store, and I found this massive one for $25, and it's like a huge, yeah, it's
awesome.
Huge.
Yeah. I just,
it'll be huge.
Yeah, I want one. I've always wanted one of those big ones. And yeah, yeah, like I've seen them. They're like over $100. And I'm like, ah, I don't know if I'm going to, because I'd never be happy with what I painted on it. So I got those little ones, which were cheap. It was like a 3-pack for like $12. They're pretty cheap.
Gotta love your smoking deals on canvases, right?
Yeah.
That's expensive.
Yeah, canvas is fun to paint on. I found my, like I sent you a picture. I found my paints. I found like 3 canvases that I've had stored in my closet. I'm like, you know what? In my new place, I'm going to have more room. Like right now I'm living in a 2-bedroom. I had a roommate, which he moved out yesterday, but I'm still in the 2-bedroom until the 8th. But everything was in my room. The living room is like a shared area, but I didn't hang out there. But now I'm going to have a living room and a bedroom. So I'm going to do all kinds of shit. Yeah.
No pants.
I'm going to invite people over. We're gonna throw liquor bottles against the wall, and we're gonna tag on the walls. No, I'm not gonna do that in the apartment. But
I was like, that sounds like not a good way to spend your first little bit in your new place.
I did have an apartment. I was renting from a friend of mine, and I was like, can I paint on the walls? And they're like, yeah, that's fine as long as it gets back to white when you move, right? So I mean, I literally brought Crayola, just all the paints, and I started spray painting, tagging in that room. It was like, I probably got high off that.
Sounds like fun though. Everybody wants to have that opportunity. Just like do whatever you want.
Yeah, it was awesome, but it was really hard to paint over. It took like 8 coats probably of like that real thick, I forget, Kills. It's like Kills, I think it's called Kills, the primer to like get it. You can still see the black would like bleed through.
Oh, harsh.
It was fun though. I mean, I'm telling you, I've been such a big fan of art since I was just little.
That's great, man. Art is what makes the world go round sometimes, you know? So keeps things in perspective, and it's a good way to express yourself and just like, yeah, have feelings when there's no words, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Art, you can express a lot of, you know, I'm more into like the darker stuff. I kind of can tell you are too, because a lot of your stuff's darker. Yeah. Comics. You do a lot of villains and stuff like that. Like, I love just dark stuff. I don't know if it's inside I'm just depressed and sad and mad at the world.
It's because I'm emo.
Yeah, I'm emo. I'm totally emo. Like, everyone hears me. I'm talking. I'm chipper. I'm having a good time. But inside, once the camera and the mic turns off, I'm sad, guys.
I just need a hug. So give me a call or a text on that voicemail thing that you're mentioning before.
Yeah, you guys. Yeah, like Leanne's saying, yeah, send me a voicemail. I was getting a lot of voicemails. It's been a while, though, man. Nobody's listening. No, they're listening, but nobody knows what to say. I have a lot of friends who do podcasts. A lot of friends who do podcasts. I listen to their podcasts, and they drop their voicemail number all the time. And
really?
I'm that asshole that doesn't leave them voicemails.
You should leave them a voicemail. That's your homework for tonight.
Yeah, let's see if I have any on right now. We can do this live on the air.
Yeah, let's leave somebody voicemails. Let's tell them how special they are.
What is the voicemail? Shit, I don't know anybody's voicemail. I wish I knew some voicemails. I never put them in my call log. I bet you if I put 1-8 something, it'll pop up. Nah,
this is awkward.
Yeah, it is awkward. It's not working. I can't think and talk at the same time. It just doesn't work.
That's all right. Multitasking is hard.
So how do you feel about like Twitch? I know you do a lot of Twitch streams, which is awesome. It's fun. Sometimes I pop in there. But like, I know, and when we did the Horrible Gamers podcast, we did it live on Twitch, and there's always those asshole children. They're probably adults who just act like kids, who probably tell you, since you're a girl, you're an attractive female, they're probably like, show your boobs, and are like, you suck. And
those ones don't bother me as much as the death threats do.
Are you serious?
Yeah, man. They don't happen as often as they used to, but when I first got on there were some pretty graphic threats on there, and I was like, whoa, that's not something I've experienced before. So kind of like the first time I was like, holy crap, should I be actually worried about this? And then after I was like, report, ban, delete, report, ban, delete. I just don't even read it anymore. My eyebrow doesn't even twitch, so that's kind of bad, isn't it? Internet.
Yeah, but fucking people are retarded sometimes, and I shouldn't use the R word, but I just did. Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's one of those things when you grow up, like when you're like a 1980-something baby, that was a word that we didn't quite get rid of until like the 2000s. So it's kind of ingrained in us a little bit, but it's a good effort that you notice it and you're taking that leap towards correcting your vocabulary. I find it hard sometimes too.
Yeah, I say all kinds of stuff. Like growing up in the 80s as kids, everything was retarded and everything was gay. And it wasn't like gay. It's just that's the word they used. And
I did that to my roommates the other day who are two boys who are married to each other. And I was like, ah, it's so gay. I was like, wait, oh, sorry guys.
Yeah.
So yeah, hard times.
Just words. So like, so you just ban people on Twitch all the time? I mean, not all the time, but obviously when they get crazy.
You know, it's not as bad as it used to be. I've got like, I don't know. You can meet some pretty bad people on there, but those are just people out to troll. You can meet them anywhere. It's not a big deal. But you also meet the nicest people in your entire life on that website. Like, I've had some people who've been on there with me since I started in January, and they were like, they're like religious fans. They're there every single time. Even if they can't be there the whole time, they'll be there the majority. If they see the chat's going slow, they'll just like try and make conversation and stuff. They all take turns. I don't know. They're all really supportive of the art, and they like, they know I could be somewhere like YouTube or something like that, but I choose to be there with them, and they really appreciate it. So it's pretty cool. Yeah, makes my heart warm.
Yeah, definitely. When I've been in there, you have a great community, and they'll kind of keep the conversation going between them as well with you. Because I watch you, like, you have your little toast meter.
Yeah.
Like, and it's, you know, it's all full in the beginning, and I could tell you're bobbing your head to some music, you're having a good time, you might be having a drink, and then a couple hours later, you just be like slow, you can see you're getting closer to the camera, leaning on the desk, and just like, you're trying to keep the energy, and you still got people, everyone's watching, because they just love what you're doing. That's so awesome.
Yeah, man. So it's cool. Yeah. I like them a lot. They're good people. They become very good friends. I'm lucky.
Yeah, that is cool when you get like fans and become friends, and you could tell who's sincere and who's not. And it's always fun to I mean, I've met a lot of friends, like legit friends through podcasting where I talk to them every day. We bullshit back and forth through Facebook chat or whatever about like, you know, good things, bad things, you know, like friendships, actual friendships.
Yeah, friendship. Friendship is magic.
Friendships are magic. And unfortunately, yeah, most of my friends live outside of, I actually don't have too many friends in my area. It's like I have all these friends all over the United States and Canada.
Yeah, Canada.
Canada's the best. Every Canadian I've had on has been like way cooler than any American. I'm saying this real quiet so the Americans don't hear, because Americans need loud noises to hear me. They can't hear when I talk real low. So yeah. Like, yeah, Americans suck.
I didn't hear it.
Yeah, we don't have poutine. Oh, we do now. I'm going to go soon, I promise.
Get the poutine.
Okay, I got a couple of questions before we get back into art. But I want to break away from that real quick. I'm going to ask you some really important questions.
Ask me the questions.
Very important questions. Number one.
I hope they were well thought out.
The most important one.
Okay.
Who is your celebrity crush?
Who's my celebrity crush?
Yes.
Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt, right on. Chris Pratt might be my male celebrity crush, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Like
he's hilarious, man. I liked him when he's in Parks and Rec. Like, he didn't have to get all skinny like that, but that helps for sure.
Yeah, once you make it, you start like, you know, rethinking things. You know, if you want to stay a healthy actor for a long time, yeah, you might have to like eat a little healthier.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, because I like him. Guardians of the Galaxy. Obviously, Jurassic Park is my favorite franchise, so him in Jurassic World was really cool.
Yeah.
Okay, number two. If you can go back in time to when you were a kid and tell yourself one thing, what would it be?
Go for what you want to do for a living right away and don't waste any time because it's all you're meant to do.
Yes, yeah, smart. I'd go back and just stare at myself and probably drool. Just like, I don't know what to say. What can I tell this dummy? He's not going to understand anything.
Yeah, no doubt.
And the little kid me would be looking up like, yeah, I am not becoming you. So I was like, yeah, if you want to change it, if you don't want to become this, do something about it. Okay, number three. What's the first thing that comes to your mind when I say horribly awkward podcast?
Naked.
I haven't heard that one before. Awesome.
Yeah. Awesome.
Okay, build a three topping pizza. Go.
Cajun chicken, red peppers, so much cheese.
So much cheese. Cheese doesn't count though. We can do extra cheese for free. You got one more topping.
Okay, banana peppers.
Oh yeah, lots of peppers and chicken. Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Okay. If you legitly saw Superman flying around, he came by, just flew down real quick. He like flicked your hair because your hair was in your face. So he put it back over your ear and then he flew off. Would you tell anybody?
Probably everyone.
No one's going to believe you though. He's too fast to get. You can't get your camera out and take a picture.
Wouldn't matter. They'd believe me. I'm not a liar. They would know. They'd be like, either, you know, she's hallucinating real, real bad and we should smile and nod anyway, or just tell the truth. So.
Yeah, like
just go with it.
Like Superman, really, Leanne? Come on, let's be honest here. Come on. Like, yeah, dude, for real. That's all the questions I have. Oh, what's the proper way, or what is your way of ordering a burger?
My way of ordering a burger?
Yes. What kind of burger?
My first way of ordering a burger is always, please God, please, 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 no cross contamination, because I have celiac disease. So I'm like, make it gluten-free. If it's gluten-free, just promise me.
You have celiac disease?
Yeah.
What is that? I don't think I'm familiar with this.
I'm sure you are. It's people who can't eat gluten, except not being dramatic about it. It's like an actual autoimmune disease. So there's celiac disease, there's the allergy, and then there's just like intolerance or whatever. And I have like the autoimmune disease. So it's like super real bad for me.
Oh, that sucks. I'm glad I don't have any food allergies.
Careful, man. I said that before, and then I was like diagnosed with it, and I was like, no, why was I bragging?
You're like, as you're eating a burger, like, I'm glad I have no food allergies. Like, oh my God, I don't feel so good. Doctor, what's wrong with me? You have food allergies. Damn it.
No.
The way the world works. Yeah, once you say something, don't never say it. I'm going to have food allergies. Yeah. Damn.
Take it if you want to. Write it on a piece of paper. Don't say it out loud. Wish it on a birthday cake.
Yeah, wish it on a birthday cake. What's your favorite kind of cake?
Angel food.
Angel food. Like, do you like, yes, like strawberry shortcakes? Or just...
Angel food cake is a type of cake. It's like a white, fluffy, delicious cake.
But you like, what do you like on it? You just regular, just plain old spongy... Like,
all the whipped cream, but it's got to be like the real whipping cream, you know what I mean? And it's got to be like this thick on it, because I like to have just as much whipped cream as I do cake.
Yeah, whipped cream's amazing, right?
Yes.
You know the best thing about those, all these yogurt places, I don't know if it's big in Canada, but here it's like everywhere has the build your own yogurt thing in the
yeah.
And just whipped cream. If they have whipped cream, which a lot of them don't because it weighs nothing, you can just put as much as you want. It's not gonna add any money to it.
Yeah, no doubt. You're just sitting there, you're like spraying your mouth. You're like,
yeah, it doesn't add money to the weight of it, so a lot of places don't have it anymore, I've noticed.
That sucks.
Yeah, I love yogurt, ice cream, cake. I want it all, but you know, I don't go overboard on that stuff, but I love it. Of course I love it.
Why would you do this to me?
I want it all. So Leanne, let's go back to some art. Let's talk about some art. Okay, so are you a big Mortal Kombat fan?
Yeah, it's just like anybody else, right? Like it's all the stuff that I grew up with. It's just, yeah, I used to play Mortal Kombat with my brother until he, like, got mad that I was beating him and then he wouldn't let me play anymore, but...
it's awesome because I noticed you did, like, those. You did the Scorpion, the Devorah, which Devorah was the character I was playing in Mortal Kombat 10. She's freaking awesome. And yeah. Sub-Zero and Baraka, right, Baraka?
Yeah, so I was more familiar with Sub-Zero, Baraka, and Scorpion. I wasn't too familiar with Devorah because I used to play the old games. Then I just played the XL, whatever the newest one is.
Mm-hmm.
XL or XXL or whatever.
Mortal Kombat X, yeah, I think. Yeah,
is it X now or XL? No, it's XL, yeah. First one is X, now it's XL. I was playing at my girlfriend's house, and I was like, this is amazing because it was so gory, and I'm like, I love blood.
Yes, it's awesome. You know, like the Devorah was like my go-to character in that. She's this bug chick, which is, I don't know. She talked. She had this weird voice, and she just looked really cool.
Yeah,
I got my friend Ted Bracewell. He's a big Mortal Kombat fan, and he He's such a big Mortal Kombat fan, and you should check this out. He animated this cartoon called Combat Kids.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of that?
No.
So he's just a big fan. So he did this all himself. He got friends to come in and do the voices, did all the animation himself, all the editing. It took him like 6 months to do one episode. It's like 30 minutes long. What it basically is all the characters in Mortal Kombat as kids, like South Park kids, and they just slaughtered the shit out of each other.
That's hilarious. I have to see this. You have to send me the link.
I definitely will. Like he put it out thinking like, oh, some friends will like it. It'll get a couple thousand views. And it blew up. The NetherRealms, the guy who runs it, I forget his name. It might be Ed Boon.
Ed Boon is right, yeah.
They played it at the offices of NetherRealm Studio. I think this thing, it's up to like 4 million views.
That's amazing. I can't believe I haven't seen... You know what? I don't internet anymore as much as I used to. I used to be, like, hardcore, just, like, on Imgur every single day and just, like, in the know. And now it's just, like, art all the time.
Yeah, he's a big... I was going to ask him if he wanted to come and talk some art, because he does other art, too, and I totally forgot. I stumped on that. But, yeah, Ted is really cool. And, I don't know, just when stuff like that happens. Like, 4 million views on YouTube is humongous. But yeah, you should check it out. It's just little South Park versions, kind of Mortal Kombat characters. Very well done. And they cut each other up, blood everywhere.
That's amazing. I'm so excited to watch.
Okay, so let's talk some art. I need you to inspire me, because I've been out of the loop of actually painting. And I every once in a while, I need to do something. I need to empty my emotions in my mind. I need to let it all pour out onto some canvas, but I don't know why I can't just get started. Once I get started, I'm good, but I don't know how to get started.
How to get started. Man, it's just like setting out all your shit and looking at it. Like my number one way to get inspired is I put out like one of every color that I have and I'm like, all right, which ones are my favorite? And then I like pull out the top sort of three and then I kind of work off it from there. So sometimes it's as simple as that, especially when it comes to more of my like freestyle stuff that I've been doing lately, because I've been wanting to kind of like stretch my wings a little bit, try something original. And just like having some stuff there, some textures, some colors, something to just sort of get the ball rolling is always my best way to get into it.
Do you ever have it where you're like, you can't get into it?
Yeah.
Does that happen?
I talked to friends like last night with like typical artist issues. Whenever you do a collaboration, especially with makeup artists, it's like herding cats. It's the worst. And so there's like 8 of us. We're trying to do a collaboration. Last night, my girlfriend came over and I was like, come paint with me. We'll hang out in my space. I'll take pictures of you. We'll just do it together. And like, I hadn't even thought of my idea yet. We'd already pushed it back 2 weeks. So we're sitting out on the back deck and just having a conversation. And sometimes just kind of talk it out, not even think about it. And all of a sudden you'd be like, oh, light bulb.
Yeah. You can always come up with things in the middle of a conversation. And even if it has nothing to do with what you're trying to do, it just like ideas flow. But sometimes when you're solo, you could just, I don't know if you're anything like me, but I am. I'm very self-conscious of my work. I'll redo it. I'll redo it. And it's just never good enough. And I'm just like, cause I'm thinking it. I'm overthinking it too much.
Dude, that is like artist problem 101. That is like, I teach art classes and stuff. And like, I see people of all walks of life. And it's like, number one issue with artists is just like that self like deprivation almost, and that anxiety that comes with their art. Like, no one should see this. It's not the way that it looks in my head yet, so just don't look at it because it's awful. And then maybe in 100 years when I practice more, and it's just like, that's so not the case. It's your own interpretation of things. It's like your own... Nobody else will make it the way that you do, right? It's an original, 100%. So yeah. Love yourself.
Or it's a different version of something else, which is always cool to see. When even if like you doing something of a... of a character, I think I've seen you do multiple versions of the same thing. They look slightly different. It's you're doing some cool stuff. Okay, I watched one a couple months ago when you did the Two-Face.
Yeah.
And why did you put the thing over your eye in the beginning? It stressed me out watching that. I was getting anxiety over imagining not being able to look through, because my eyes are weird. I have a farsighted eye and a nearsighted eye, so I see at two depths like at all times. That's why I have glasses. Kind of helps, but
yeah.
I couldn't imagine blocking either eye. It just stressed me out.
It was like a bad decision, and it's one of those things, like, I'm not one to really like plan what I want to do. Like, I have an album of art and stuff that inspires me, and one day I'll like get a bug in my ear about one of the pictures and I'll have to do it. And I had Two Face from a bajillion years ago, like from the beginning, and I was like, all right, I'm gonna do this today. And then I got like into the stream and I was like, no, I'm not gonna paint over my eye, I'm gonna do a special effects thing. Like, I'd never done it before either, so I'm like, this is a great idea. And then after I covered it and started painting, I was like, I have a headache.
Oh yeah.
And then I go to paint over the one eye and it would like block the vision entirely because one is already blocked out. So I go to paint over and then all of a sudden my vision was entirely obscured and I was like, why? Why did I do this? Which you probably heard if you checked in from time to time in the podcast or on the stream, because I was just like, why did I do this? And just crying, but not crying, because then all my makeup would run off.
But the end product was amazing. It looked great.
Thanks.
And then you did that one, that picture that where it's like ripped off, and that looked awesome too. Like, that was cool.
That one was more popular than the paint itself. I was like, man, if I just have to like rip off my prosthetics for you guys to enjoy this stuff, like, that's way easier for me. I can put way less effort in if that's what you're into.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, that was really cool. And at the end product, or when you go on Periscope, it's usually like a background, right? It's like a black background or something, which makes makes the painting stand out more, which looks really neat.
Yeah, it's just like a 3-point setup that I have with like a couple of lights with the umbrellas and stuff on them and my ring light, and I just sort of set it up so I look more one with my backdrop.
Yeah, it's different. It's much different once you get that the background, like the solid backgrounds, and it just makes the colors pop out. And like sometimes when you look at some of these pictures, it's hard to even tell that. Like when my roommate who used to live here, I'd always go, Josh, come check us out. He'd come in and check it out, right? He'd come and check out what you're doing. He's like, is that even a person? Like, he had no idea. Like, some of the pictures we look at when you do the Periscope videos where you're just kind of talking to the camera for a second, kind of moving around, showing off the art. Like, it's so good. You can't really tell that there's like an actual person back there. If it's not moving and you see a solid picture, it's just really, it just looks like a painting on a wall.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. Like, I told you.
I love it. I love it when people think it's an illustration. I'm like, yeah, trolling the internet.
Yeah, it's amazing. Seriously, I've been looking forward to this for a while. It's cool to talk to interesting people who do like cool stuff, and I haven't had an artist on here talking yet. Well, I mean, Ted, I guess he's kind of an artist, but he doesn't paint himself.
Well, I feel honored. Thanks, man, and I appreciate you being a fan too. Like, that's really cool.
Do you like painting yourself more or other people?
I like painting myself more only because I hold still.
Oh yeah.
I can starve myself for hours and like deprive myself of bathroom breaks, and the only person who's affected by it is me, so it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
So it's good. I love painting other people because it's hard to choose. Like, it's almost easier to paint myself because, like I said, I just like, I know what needs to be done. I know my own structure a lot easier than I would know another person. It makes it a little bit difficult when you're working on different people because you have to sort of change your method. Whereas when you know your own facial structure, it's like, okay, this is what we're going to do today. So I don't know. It's hard. I love working with other people though, because like their expression, because almost always they've never done something like this before. They've never been either painted before, or they've never been a character quite like this before. So that's really fun for me because people almost always, like, I don't let them see to the end, and then they go and look in the bathroom. They're like, holy shit.
Is that me? Like, who the fuck is that in my room? Who's that in my bathroom?
Yeah.
I didn't think about it till right now, like how you look at, you're looking at a 2D, most likely a 2D comic book, you know, a lot of the times a 2D picture, and you got to transfer that to a 3D canvas in a way like that. That takes a lot of skill. I never really even thought about that.
No, man, I think it's just like anything else. I think if you're inclined to be able to do this sort of thing, you'd be able to figure out, right? I mean, some people will figure it out a little bit faster than others. I think if someone would have had that kind of inclination, were to sit and watch me do the way I do, they'd be like, oh, okay, I understand now. And they'd be able to go with it. So it's kind of like ignoring your own structure and just sort of like putting it on there anyway. Ignoring noses, mouths, eyes, whatever.
Yeah, you make it sound so easy. It's not that easy. It's not that easy. There's no way you could paint me. Seriously, I move around a lot. I'd be all over the place. I just have all these marks because, like, I'd be moving. Like, I can't sit still. I can never sit still, ever.
You know what, man? I painted my buddy up for another podcast, actually. My friends Lloyd and JD, and the one fellow Lloyd has ADD. Like, he has ADD. It's not like a me making fun of him sort of thing. And he had a very difficult time standing still, but it worked out great. We got it done in 4 hours, and he was really miserable at the end. Don't get me wrong. He was, like, super unhappy because he really wanted a cigarette, but you never know. I can do anything. I'll just do, like, the old kid's face painter thing where I just, like, plant my hand on top of your skull and hold you still.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny. It just, like, it makes them freeze.
Yeah, I put in one of those big clamps, you know, they used to do, and, like, they just hold them there to, like, a Silence of the Lamb type wheelchair thing. What do you call that? Like, the...
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I love those movies.
Just have them strapped, yes. Hey, so you did some shout-outs. Let's do some shout-outs. That sounds like fun.
There's gonna be a shout-out. This is the Horribly Awkward Podcast. This is the shout-out segment of the podcast. So shout them out. Shout them out. Shout your homies out, because they're probably listening. Or maybe they're not. But still, you gotta show the homies some love. There's gonna be a shout-out tonight.
Yeah. First off, big shout out to my good buddy Scott Clark from the Hollywood Outsider and Gaming Outsider podcast for joining me last week on the last episode, episode 51. And he brought his friend, his good friend, old friend from kindergarten, Sarah, and she came and joined us. That was awesome. That was her first podcast, and she was a little nervous, and it took a little while for her to break out of her shell, but that was a fun podcast. I love meeting new people. And the biggest shout out to coffee, just coffee in general. Because coffee helps me get up every day, and without coffee, without my love affair for coffee, and I've tried this for a month, not drinking coffee, and it took me 3 hours to wake up rather than 15 minutes. So, big shout out to coffee. Any flavor, I don't give a shit. Just put a lot of sugar and stuff in it to make it taste good. Shout out to coffee. And also a huge shout out to Taco Bell, because tonight is Tuesday, and Tuesday night is my fast food night. So at 1 a.m. tonight, I will be eating Taco Bell. I'm going to eat a triple layer spicy jalapeno crunch wrap. It's going to be amazing. Big shout out to Taco Bell.
Nom, nom, nom.
All right, Leanne, your turn.
My turn?
Yeah, anybody, anything. No rules.
Oh, weird. Well, I shouted out Lloyd and JD because they're dope and I love them.
Yeah.
Shout out to my girl, Corey Willett, aka Twist and Bangs on Instagram. You guys want to check out, like, a dope artist. She's just, like, the coolest person inside and out and has, like, the most electric, amazing body art you'll ever see. Same with Kelly Jurado, J-U-R-A-D-O, Jurado. She's also a dope artist and completely does her own thing. Yeah, art.
Yeah, art is awesome. Kay Pike. Are you friends with Kay Pike, right?
She was my model way back.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. Like, I discovered her through watching you paint her one day.
Yeah.
Or she was painting you. One or the other. It was on your Twitch channel.
Yeah.
One of those things. Yeah. So I was like that one you did with her where she looks like a cyborg or something.
Oh, yeah. K3.
That is really cool. What is that from? What's your inspiration for that?
She had me over that day to paint. She really is a big fan of body painting, as you can tell. And, she wanted me to practice on her. So I came over and they set up a YouTube live stream thing and I had no idea what to do. So I just mashed a bunch of things together. I saw like this cool armor and there was this other, artist whose name is, Nemesis, but he's got like, it's different. Oh no, the piece is called Nemesis. Anyway, what is his name? The artist. Good Lord. He does really cool, dark, like fantasy art. And it was kind of half inspired by a piece that he did and another, some Batman armor that I saw. So yeah.
Oh, it's awesome. And I like how they took that picture in. I don't know if they, what they did with Photoshop or whatever to make it look like your body's half missing. And
Kay is a wizard with Photoshop. So she was able to put herself on like a metal tray thing and like add all the wires and stuff. So she really pumped it up and made it look cool.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, awesome, awesome. Yeah, she does some really interesting things with, like, props I've seen in her on her pictures.
Yeah, it's cool to see other people kind of do their own take on an art style, right? It's really flattering.
Yeah, I just love this world of creativity. I'm such a big fan of people creating. I don't care if it's art, if it's podcasts, if it's videos. I have a lot of friends who do, like, web series. Like, people who create things, It's special. I love it. I love when people create things because everyone's doing their own thing. I mean, comedy is a great thing. People writing, I mean, unless you're stealing other people's comedy, which we've heard that before.
Yeah.
Which, that's kind of whack, you guys. Let's be honest. That's kind of whack. But art is just fantastic.
Yeah, man.
There's no limits. The sky's the limit.
That's right.
And I'm going to paint something soon.
Paint something.
I am. As soon as I get into my new apartment, I have all this space. I'm going to go to my mom's house because that's where my easel is at. I got one of those real nice ones I open up and it's got the drawers. I can stick all the paint in it. It's really nice. I had nowhere to put it. So it's been there. I'm going to have that thing. Actually, you know what? I'm going to have that thing out at all the time. So I have to look at it and it just mocks me.
Yeah, man. Do it.
I'm going to do it. What should I paint first?
What makes your heart happy? What inspires you? Listen to some like rockin' music that just makes you want to just do all the things. Because music is more inspiring than anything else, I find.
Yeah, music is. Another creative thing I forgot to bring up. Music, of course. Music can actually inspire all the other arts, which is kind of cool.
1000%.
So maybe I'll just paint a big picture of my microphone with a face on it. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
And just saying, I don't know, it's going to tell me something because my paintings always tell me something. You may not know it, but they tell me something.
What's your favorite style to paint in? Are you more into like graffiti style art? Are you into more like realism? What are you into?
Yes, I'm in. I'm terrible at everything in a way. I'm great at being sloppy. So I don't do anything realistic. I don't try to do photorealistic stuff. I'm into like graffiti, sloppy messes like that painting back there. I have more stuff somewhere I could probably show you. I just like things that are completely made up.
Yeah.
Like comic book stuff's awesome. I mean, I'm not that good. Like, I can't do what you do.
Dude, you got your own way. Everyone's got their own style.
Yeah, one day I'll
do it. So that's sweet. No, then just like I said, get out your colors, rock out some jams, and just start putting your brush to the canvas and see what happens. You don't have to make anything. You can make whatever you like. Some of my stuff is just like textures and splatters and jewels and yeah, just like chicken feathers and shit. So just, you know, that would be a fun thing too. You know, try adding some texture into your art. Maybe that'll inspire you to go in a different direction.
Yeah. You just kind of do little samples of smaller things and then transform
get
those.
Colored sand added into your stuff. You know what I mean? Like just like add texture into your art. You never know. Just that's what I started doing.
Sprinkle sand in the paint or over the paint?
Yeah, whatever. You know, sparkles and shit, man. Do it.
Just be fun. Fucking graffiti and shit all over my apartment and glitter and sand and it's gonna be a fucking mess, you guys.
Yeah.
There's gonna be sand all on my mic. It's gonna sound funny.
Yeah.
Just watch. I mean, I do sandblasting at work and I get sand all in my hair and I hate it. I have to go out and sandblast everyone's graffiti and it sucks. But you know what? All the graffiti that I've sandblasted, it's all garbage. Like no one takes the time to like color in their lines or add shading. It's just some stupid shit. People just spray like dumb stuff on the wall. A lot of penises get drawn that I have to go clean up. Like people are stupid.
It's worse when you have like a beautiful piece that somebody's done and some jackass goes in and puts like their lame tag on it and you're like, come on.
Yeah, like when you go to like a downtown area and there's like this nice beautiful mural on the wall and it's just an invitation to say paint some shit on top of me and people like write stuff all over it. Oh, it's stupid.
Yeah, it would break my heart. If it weren't for the fact that I'm already in a business of making art that is very temporary, that would just melt my heart in all the wrong ways.
Yeah, but the pictures are permanent. The pictures, the end result picture is awesome.
It's true. I would rather taxidermy my models, though, and just, like, keep them in a museum and be like, I did this!
It just got dark. It just got dark. Leanne has a whole basement full of bodies, guys.
Shh.
Yeah, you said you love blood. You like blood and all that stuff, so I don't know.
I actually get grossed out. I, like, want to do special effects and stuff. I got, like, we just did a LifeCast stream. You should check that one out. It is especially funny. We did a LifeCast stream last Friday, and, yeah, so I can start doing, like, so I have a body double, so I can start making the special effects stuff. And anytime I see that stuff online, I literally gag. I can't. The realistic looking, like, wounds and zombie stuff, I'm like, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I have a friend, Gidget, who does that. She does some of that stuff, and some of it's like, but I know her well. But when I watch movies, like, I love horror movies. That's my favorite genre. But sometimes it goes a little too far, and I get creeped out. Like, when people, like, I don't know, getting sawed in half or they're alive or something. I can't not think that's real, and it freaks me out.
Yeah,
it's gross. That's gross. So I have a is there any projects that you've wanted to do but they're too challenging?
Not. I don't know, man. That's a hard question.
It's gotta be
there
something.
There are ones
like,
that I want to revisit because they challenged me in the past. So like that artist, Hollow is his name.
Hollow
is the name of the artist. You can find him on DeviantArt. It's with 3 L's, I believe. And he does a lot of cool digital art. And I did one of his called Nemesis. The other one that I did on K was a different one. But I did another one before that on myself called Nemesis. And that was before I had, like, any sort of wigs or props or anything like that. I was still kind of small time with my own art. So, yeah, I want to try that one again. But it's just, like, so – you've seen digital art, especially fantasy art. It's just, like, got so much going on.
Yeah.
It's really difficult to replicate. So I'd like to try it again because I think I'm in a different level than I used to be.
I mean, you get a lot of stuff going, like Batman, you know, Batman ears, and you get, you know, is that stuff tough to do?
No, man. It's actually, well, the only reason it's not tough is because, like, the Batman ears, that was something that one of my models thought of, because when I first started painting, I only had one male model, my buddy Ken Dove, who, shout out to Ken Dove, William now, sorry, he goes by William, he's changed his name, but
he changed his first name?
Yeah, well, it's his middle name is Will. He's actually, sad note, he's just been, like, going through treatment, radiation and stuff, because they found cancer at the base of his tongue, so he's, like, going through changes. No, he's going to be okay. He's going to be fine.
Awesome. Big shout out to him.
Yeah, big shout out to him. So he was actually the one who thought of the bat ears in the first place, just, like, folded over some cardboard in a specific way, and then we just, like, glued it to the bald cap so it sat nicely. He was very intelligent, and from that, you're like, okay, I can do this again, but with other things. So you figure it out.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's totally awesome. I feel like just pulling
up. If you caught any of that, I talk so fast.
No, I'm just, hey, that's how I always talk. I'm always, I don't wonder why, how people even understand what half the things I'm saying, because I talk so freaking fast sometimes, especially when I get nervous. I just start rambling. It's like, shut up, Sean. Shut up. So where does the name Luster Dust come from?
Luster Dust, that was when I first started on Instagram years ago, like 4 or 5 years ago, and I was creating a username, and I was sitting there looking at my eyeshadows, and I was like, these two, and I mushed the names together, and that's how Luster Dust came to be.
What was the two names?
Oh, I think it was like, oh God, something like Magic Dust, and the other one was like something, I don't know, it was Luster something.
Oh, that's cool, I like it.
Luster and like Barbie Magic Dust, I think, were the two ones. And I was like, Luster Dust, yeah.
Yeah, I always wondered that. I just never had the chance to ask you. Now here I am. I got to ask. Cool.
No fancy story, sadly.
You know, like my gamer tag for video games and my personal account on Twitter is like, they call me Iams, and everybody asks. And I still use an old email. I'm not going to say the email, obviously, but whenever I have to say this email, like, I've used this email since the early 2000s. So every time I'm on the phone with, like, customer service, I'm like, do you have an email I can reach you? And I have to tell them this and spell this out for them, what I'm not going to say, obviously. But it's like, I'm like, oh, God, I need a new name. I need a new email. But when I go by They Call Me Iams as a, like, gaming platform, it just sounds stupid. And all it is, it stems from my mom used to have an Iams pet food dry erase board on her fridge. And I used to, like, trace it. And I turned that Iams into, like, a tagging graffiti name and so on and so on and so on.
Oh, that's cool. So your story's way cooler than mine.
I used to write on a Iams pet food. So some people call me Iams. And yes, it's just because it's the pet food, the actual pet food. Iams, and that's why they call me Iams.
I like it. Two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up. I never got a two thumbs up. That's awesome.
You're enthusiastic, too.
Yeah, I love enthusiasm. Is that a word? Yeah. Enthusiasm? I said it right, right? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't say a lot of things right, so.
Me either.
I don't know. We're about 50 minutes right now, so I don't know if you have anything else you want to talk about, anything you're working on. I know there was more stuff. Like, I kind of wrote notes. But I always lose. Yeah, I wrote a bunch of notes earlier, and I clicked the close button, and it says save, yes or no, and I clicked the no button on accident. So I'm like, damn it, I had to open it back up, do all the notes again, and I missed stuff. I'm trying to remember what I didn't. Oh, I don't know. I think we covered a lot.
Yeah, I'm pretty chatty, so I'm like you. I get anxious, and I'm like, all the words.
All the words. And we're still talking. Yeah, tell me all the words you know right now.
All the words I know right now? Cornucopia. That's my favorite word.
What about onomatopoeia?
That is a word. I don't remember the meaning of it.
Neither do I. I just like to say it. What about mesothelioma? It rolls off the tongue really nice.
Right? Is that your favorite word? What's your favorite word?
No one's asked that, and I've never thought about that. What is my favorite word?
Come on.
I don't know. I think I say man a lot. I don't know if, like, I just add that to sentences. I don't know if it's my favorite word. It's probably one of the most used one. I had this thing on Facebook not too long ago where you click in, it shows all your most used words. It was like podcast, man, awesome. Probably dope.
Awkward.
Awkward. Obviously awkward. I don't have a favorite word. Do you have a favorite word?
Cornucopia.
Oh, that is cornucopia. What is cornucopia?
It's like, cornucopia is like a literal, like, cornucopia. It's like a funnel of food and fruits and stuff. It's meant to be like a bundle of things. I believe. You can double check me. I could be totally saying this wrong, but it's usually it's my expressive way or dramatic way of saying a wide variety.
A bunch of stuff.
A bunch of things. A cornucopia.
I like big words, guys. Cornucopia. It's five syllables. I can't use words that big. I'll forget it. I can say mesothelioma. I don't know why. I just like the way that rolls off the tongue. I don't like what it is, but it's one of those things. Life's good. Life's interesting if you want to make it that way. We can talk about we can talk a whole cornucopia of things.
There you go. Use it in a sentence today. Sesame Street lesson number one.
did that work? Was that a sentence that worked?
Yeah.
Yes. I learned something. Woo. Awesome. Yeah, I learn stuff sometimes.
Learning is power.
Learning is definitely power. So what is you have any projects you're going to work on pretty soon? I know you went to, did you go to a con recently?
I was at a makeup convention. It's called IMAX. It's kind of the biggest one in North America sort of thing. That sounded really cocky. It's the biggest one in North America. Did you know? it's called the International Makeup Artist Trade Show, and it goes through Sydney, Australia, Toronto, Ontario, Vancouver, British Columbia, Los Angeles, New York, and there's another place, and I can't remember where it goes to, but yeah, I did the one in Vancouver, and it was amazing.
You posted a video, I think live, I think it might have been Periscope, where you're like, we're in this thing going across, I don't know, you were in this thing that was carrying you?
Yeah.
Like, that was cool. I want to be in one of those.
Yeah.
I want to tag in there. I want to mess it up for everybody else.
Yeah, it's cool. We did our Black Lantern Wonder Woman and had her in like the dark underground area, and it was all creepy and dank, and I loved it.
Do you get nervous when you're in like those big settings where a lot of people are around and like there's a lot of tension?
Hell yes.
Yeah.
I always run at like at least like a 9.5 anxiety. So when I'm in those situations, I'm just like, just keep painting. Just keep painting. Just keep painting. But it gets better when people come and talk to me and ask questions, because then I can just like focus on what I love, you know, and helping other people. So and getting them kind of inspired or helping them find a direction. So I love that shit. That makes it 1,000,000% easier.
Oh, yeah.
It's the idea. It's the idea of getting out there and like the potential for failure that you're like, but then you get out there and it's not so bad.
that I could take all that and just transfer it over to the way I'm with podcasting. Like I'm very open with like reaching out to people and saying, hey, I love what you're doing. Let's talk on a podcast. And I don't really have a lot of anxiety in that setting, but then they say yes. And then I'm waiting until we do it, even with like you. And then right before it's time, I gotta get really nervous. Every time I get super nervous, my heart starts beating fast. And I just feel like, okay, don't fuck this up. Don't fuck this up. And then
I'm really angry about it if you messed up. So it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
And podcasting is easy. If I mess up, all I do is edit it and fix it, which is which is great. But once I start talking and we get in the flow of it, then I'm kind of fine. I ease into it. I don't feel as much pressure.
Yeah. And that's the main thing, is the pressure you put on yourself, which is like artist problem numero uno.
Yeah, this is first world problems, guys.
Yeah.
All the pressure I have when I podcast with awesome guests.
I can't go on.
Yeah, I get super nervous. That's why it's called Horribly Awkward. Sadly, it's not because I say a bunch of weird things. Everyone thinks I'm going to come on and say some weird stuff. Yeah. And with friends, I will. With close friends, we'll talk. We'll cross the line and get weird. But I don't just bring people on.
Are we not close friends? I thought we were friends, man.
Yeah, we are best friends right now.
Well, say something awkward. Now.
What is your favorite porn search word?
That is awkward. I don't have a porn search word.
You wanted it.
If there were to be, let's say, twins, I don't know.
Twins? Oh, yeah, we just learned something new.
Sure.
Yeah, things just heated up. Well, now I'm, like, really nervous. Hey, you wanted it.
What kind of twins? Find out next time.
Yeah, find out next time what kind of twins. We can go deep with this. Yeah, I had Scott on and hit my Scott. I had Scott on and his friend Sarah last time, and she's like, you just got to ask people awkward stuff. I'm like, what do you want me to ask? Like, ask them, what's your favorite sexual position? I'm like, I cannot ask every guest that. It's just not appropriate.
No, you can't do that, but you can ask them when their last bowel movement was or something.
When was your last bowel movement, Leanne?
That's an awkward question, is it not?
Yeah, when was your last bowel movement, Leanne? See?
When's the last time you had blood testing done, you know?
Like, I like to gain relationships with people and have them back someday and be able to chat and not get blocked on Twitter. You know? Yeah. So yeah, we just found out a lot of cool things. Yeah. Leanne thinks about bowel movements and she looks up twin videos. So find out later. find out more in the description below. Dig in there, you'll find it. I left it. I told you.
Twin bowel movements, two for one special.
Twin bowel movements. Okay, hold on a second. I'm just gonna Google that. I'm not gonna Google on a porn site. I'm just gonna Google. I'm gonna see if anything comes up because this could be interesting.
I feel like we're friends because friends talk about poop. Anyone out there knows that if you are good friends with somebody, you have talked about poop more than once.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, but I talk about poop on the podcast. I don't care. How do conjoined twins go to the bathroom? Wow, that's
the first thing that came up when you Googled it.
Yeah, there's a lot though. I mean, a lot of people are talking about this. Two heads, one body, a million questions. Okay, these are conjoined. That is a weird question, huh? Like, I wipe your butt, you wipe mine. I guess it doesn't matter. Or our butt. Do we wipe our butt, or do I wipe your butt, you wipe mine in a conjoined twin situation?
Oh, man, I feel like that's an our butt sort of thing. Is there two butts involved, or is there one butt involved?
Like, if there, a lot of them are joined at the hip, or the head, or the shoulder, so I imagine that's a two-butt situation?
Butt situation, then probably separate. I don't know. Hard.
That's a good question, right?
Left butt or right butt, I think, to be politically correct.
Yeah, you wipe the left butt, I'll wipe the right butt. That's weird. That must be a very interesting way.
You should find some conjoined twins and ask them on your awkward podcast.
Wow, you just gave me a goal. I'm going to try to have conjoined twins on the podcast.
Makeup artist Leon Mosley from Calgary, Alberta, Canada asks, how do you wipe the butt, and whose butt is what?
Whose butt is who? That's the big question. And whose butt is who?
Find out next.
Find out next, yeah. But before we find out, commercial break. Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Iams pet food. Buy it. It's delicious. Your cat loves it. Your dog loves it. Your rat loves it. Iams. And we're back. Okay, so we're about to get to that question. I hate commercial breaks. I cannot watch TV live. I just can't do it. I hate commercial breaks.
Netflix is like the biggest blessing our society has ever faced, you know? Like, it's the best.
Netflix is a game changer. The stuff they've been putting out lately, I know Canadian Netflix is slightly different than ours. There's some things you don't get, and we probably don't get as well. Do you guys have Stranger Things?
Yeah, of course. So good.
Oh my god, that was so good.
so good. Everything about it, just like their filming style, their actors they chose, the music, everything was amazing.
I sat down and watched 7 out of 8 episodes in one sitting.
Yeah.
And I got to, I was like really tired because it was late. It was like 5 a.m. And I was like, I want to watch this last episode just to say I did it. But I was like, I'm going to fall asleep halfway. It's going to ruin it. So I'll watch it tomorrow. But it was just a fresh feeling. It was something new. It reminded me, you know, it reminded us of the old movies, The Explorers, you know, all those old movies that we watched when we were kids, about kids exploring and cool people with special powers. It was just fantastic.
Yeah, man. Old school.
Oh, God. Yeah, that was great. That was a great show. Anything else you watch? What's your favorite show?
Oh, man, I don't watch TV. I was saying this to my partner the other day that, like, I need to get more, like, things going on with myself, like, watch television shows and stuff, because lately I've just been doing nothing. Like, I love Steven Universe so much, more than anything. I don't know, all I do is paint. I just finished watching, like, all of Scrubs a little while ago, so that was incredible. You want to talk about binge watching a show, we watched, like, from the beginning until the end, like, within a month.
That's awesome. Yeah, I haven't watched that in a long time, but that's one of those good shows where, like, it just pops on, you watch it. Like, Always Sunny in Philadelphia, it just pops on. Doesn't matter what the episode is about, you'll have a good time.
Yeah, no doubt.
Workaholics is another one of those good shows where it's just fun, just over the line. But yeah, creativity is better. I mean, why waste your time with, well, you also want to enjoy other people's creative things.
Totally. And I think I spend more time now watching other people live streaming and other people creating and like YouTube and all that other stuff more than anything else. Like I don't know if you're the same as me. Like you said, you have a short memory span or attention span for these things. So do I. So I like going through these 10-second videos, seeing how they start and seeing how they end. I need to start doing that with my stuff, I think.
I have a very short attention span. I mean, seriously, I'll watch some of the best shows and I really do enjoy them. And I was like, all of a sudden I'll just be watching it. All of a sudden my hand will grab my phone. And mm-hmm. I'll go and I'm like, Twitter, okay, notifications, cool, let's empty these, let's get rid of them. And then I'm like, I start getting to the point where I'm doing that so often. So like with Stranger Things, if I caught myself doing that, I go, what the fuck am I doing? I put the phone down and I rewind it and catch what I missed. Because you miss a lot of things visually if you're not watching.
1000%. And that was actually the only show that I hadn't reached for my phone in a while. So I was like, this is a strike of approval for sure.
Yeah. That one.
Yeah, Orange... I'm watching TV, dog. Hang out with my dog for sure. That's a thing.
Yeah, I wish I had a dog to hang out with, but then I have to take it out to pee and poo, and then I have to pick up the poo, and then I have to feed it.
They cost money and stuff, and they do tend to poo.
I was thinking about getting a cat, though. Seriously, I was thinking about getting a cat, but my apartment, like with moving and all this money, has cost me to move. Which is, I'm moving in the same apartment complex, but new deposit, all that stuff. They want like a $500 deposit for a cat. I'm like, I don't know if I can just afford that right now.
It ties you down too. So if you want to travel or do anything of any sort, you need to find like an animal sitter. So it's like, it's not a situation where you're like, I kind of want a pet, I should get a pet. And then you're like, oh, I don't want you anymore.
That's fine with me. I don't go anywhere.
Okay. Well then definitely get a cat. Cause my dog makes my life 1000% better. And she's my best friend in the whole world.
I go to work and my work is I pull out the driveway. I make the first U-turn and I turn on the first street. It's 0.5 miles to my work. So I live so close. That's about as far as I go. But with my work, I'm outside, and I'm all around town in every parking lot, pressure washing, doing the graffiti cleanup, stuff like that, all night, graveyard. And then that's it. Come home and hang out. That's it. Podcast. This is my social life, podcasting. This is what I love to do.
Yeah, man. Chase your dreams.
Chase my dreams. I I'm talking to all the coolest people I can think of, which is awesome. And if somebody can hook me up with an interview with Kristen Wiig, I will love you forever, because that is my celebrity crush. Everybody knows it. I would love to. I would be so nervous in that I would make that podcast the shittiest one ever, but make it happen. Someone can reach out to her and just say, hey, Sean wants you on the podcast. I'll give you $1 million.
Damn, I could use $1 million. All right. Target acquired.
No, you have to tell Kristen Wiig you'll give her $1 million.
Oh, no.
No, I'm just kidding. I know. She's way above my reach. I don't know. She'd just be like, why would I go on this dude's podcast? It's lame.
No way. She could be like, that is so awesome. She could be the coolest person ever. There's a reason she's your celebrity crush, probably because she seems like a down-to-earth chick.
Yeah, it's her, definitely it's her attitude, and her personality just seems awesome. I don't know her outside of her movies, but there's this little glimpse of her whenever she's doing her scenes. For some reason, I see this. I don't know if anybody else sees it, but like in the middle of a scene, it seems like she realizes there's people around filming, and she has this a little bit of social anxiety. I think that's what I love.
Aww.
I'm just making that up, but I think that's what's going on.
See, I think Dwayne The Rock Johnson is the exact same person he pretends or puts out there, and then he's acts and stuff, so I'm like, yeah, I believe it.
Yeah, The Rock is solid. You know, he does all these movies, he's almost the same character in almost all of them, and it's still great.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Dwayne's
president.
Yes, make The Rock president. Can you smell what the president is cooking?
Yeah.
Have you...
Jabroni.
Yeah, Jabroni. Let's bring it back. Have you seen that movie Pain and Gain?
Yes.
Dude, he was so good in that movie. When he's just all coked up, barbecuing a hand on the grill. Oh my god, that was hilarious. I was cracking up. A lot of people haven't seen that.
Are you kidding? Come on.
Yeah, all the people I tell about that, they're like, no, I haven't seen that. I'm like, everyone hates on Michael Bay. That was a great Michael Bay movie.
Yeah, well, you know, if it's got The Rock in it, 99% of the time, I'm probably going to have seen it.
Yeah, The Rock is awesome. But Leanne, yeah, I think we're at the end of the podcast. I really do appreciate you coming out and hanging out.
Thanks for having me. So much fun.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I told you. When I told you before, I'm like, you're like, how long? I'm like, an hour maybe? You're like, oh, I'm not that interesting. I'm like, once you start talking, it's easy to just talk about everything.
Yeah, I guess. Doesn't mean it's going to be interesting for you, but I appreciate you saying so.
It is interesting. People like to just hear people talk, right? I mean, I'm not good at interviews. I could sit you down and go, here's a list of my 10 questions, and then that puts the pressure on you, like, oh, I have to answer these correctly, you know? Like, answer them, I have to word them nice.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Why are you asking me these?
like 5 years. Could you have prepped me with this so I could think about it and then come with a great answer?
Yeah.
I hope in 5 years, I'll definitely have Kristen Wiig as my co-host. It'll be the Kristen and Sean show.
Yeah.
It's going to be fully improv. We'll have guests like, Hillary Clinton. We will have guests like, we'll have Arnold Schwarzenegger. All the cool people you can think of. Chris Rock's going to be on it. It's going to be great.
Perfect. Well, when you have Dwayne The Rock Johnson there, have me over to do his makeup.
I'm definitely going to tweet at him that we're going to make this happen. Okay. Me, you, and him are going to sit down and do a podcast.
Yay!
That's awesome. But yeah, I really do appreciate it. I want everyone to go out and check out your stuff, check out your paintings, check out your videos, watch you on Twitch. You guys will not be disappointed. You guys will have a blast. As long as you keep her toast meter up.
Keep the toast up.
Keep the coin. All right, so let's get to the wrap up. Ayo, Freeman.
Yo, what's up, Iams?
Dude, what's left to do?
I don't know, man. Wrap it up, son.
Follow me on all social media. Lusterdust. And LM Makeup Artist on Facebook.
Yes.
Twitch TV, Lusterdust, all the things.
Lusterdust, very simple. Very simple.
Yeah, it's super simple, as long as you spell it right, with an R-E, not an E-R.
Oh yeah, let's spell that out. At, which is like an A with a circle around it, at.
That's correct. With an L.
L.
U. S.
Okay, I'm writing it, okay.
T.
T.
R.
Oh, this is the part. Oh, that's the confusing part. It's R-E, right?
Yeah. D. U. S. T. Lusterdust.
So it's Lusterdust.
No.
I got confused. Let's go that way. Let's go. Lustre.
Yeah.
Dust. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. You guys go watch her on Twitch. You'll have a great time. Have a Twitch account so you can actually join the chat, because all the people who are in there, like Leanne says, she has people, friends who are in there every time, and there's a lot of cool people. And if you guys see the people who come in there and say death threats and stuff, ban those suckers.
Be really mean to everyone and also say horrible things.
Yeah, forget these horrible people. Horrible people make me sick to my stomach. I hate it. I like people being positive. I'm super positive, and I like to spread the positivity.
Yeah, come join the happy crew.
The happy crew, yes. Yes, happy crew. Everybody, have a great time. And all my junk, I'm going to go over it one more time. Okay, Horribly Awkward is found on the BS Podcast Network, so shoot over to bspodcastnetwork.com and check out all the other awesome shows on that network. But here's some of the titles. I want you to tell me what you think of these, Leanne. The Pure BS Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Real Stupid Podcast. R-E-E-L. Stupid, like movies. Real Stupid Podcast. That's a pretty good title. The XD Experience.
The first one.
Okay, here's where it gets weird. Accidentally the Whole Tip.
That one.
The Bitches Who Do Work.
Okay.
Dropping Loads. That's too much, right? Dropping Loads. That's too much. That's too much. But those,
no, not that one. We don't like that one.
Those guys are still cool, though. And Geek Dig. And there's actually two new podcasts are going to be added to the network as of really soon. I forgot. One of them is... Actually, you know what? I should find the name because actually I think you might appreciate these titles. Shoot, I got an email today saying there's two things. Okay, hold on. Here it is, guys. The new one is The Batman versus James Bond Show.
Yeah. Oh, how do you choose? It was like my two favorites. Oh.
I haven't heard this podcast yet, but I'm definitely going to check that out. That is a very like interesting, like what could that be about? Just Batman fighting James Bond? Or is it like two podcast hosts who call themselves Batman and James Bond? I have no idea.
Maybe it's improv and they're always pretending to be Batman and James Bond.
Ooh, that would be amazing. And the other show is Knights of the Round Kids Table. No idea. It seems awesome, though. Big shout out to these guys for joining the podcast network. So, guys, big shout out to you.
Shout out!
And you guys can find me on Twitter. My personal account is They Call Me Iams, as well as that is my gamer tag on all gaming platforms if you want to check me out there. And on Twitter, the show handle is obviously @awkward_podcast. Email is horriblyawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. And my voicemail number is 510-600-3475. Leanne, why should somebody leave a voicemail?
Because you're so lonely and emo.
I'm so lonely. I have nobody.
To call my own.
that's sad. You guys, and I also have a YouTube channel, and it's a ghost town because I don't usually promote it, but I am here today saying I have a YouTube channel if you want to check it out. This video may or may not be on there depending on how self-conscious I get over all the stupid things I say and how I look. And I have a Facebook page. You can also check me out there at It's awkward. No, it's not awkward. It's a Horribly Awkward Podcast. Okay, we got to the end. One more thing. Leanne, what is one thing you've learned on today's podcast?
I don't know. What did I learn? I learned that friendship is magic and you should keep painting because I said so.
Yes. Well, I'll listen. If Leanne Mosley tells me to keep painting, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I'm definitely doing it. I've learned that your anxiety is always at like a 9.5, and then you get into bigger situations and it's through the roof, and we're like best friends because of it, because that's exactly how I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, big high five. Ow. Woo. Not that hard. Ow.
No, I'm cracked. It smarts a little. Why did he be so aggressive?
We finally reached the end.
As Gidget would say, peace out, Brussels sprouts.
Okay, so before we get started, I did hit record. Tell me a story, Leanne. Tell me a story, any story, first thing that pops into your mind.
Oh, Lord. yesterday or a few days ago, I was getting my dogs to chase around my sister's cat, and it was super amusing, and the cat hates me now. quick story.
You were interrogating the dogs, or you were pushing the dogs to chase the cat.
I was like, get the kitty, and they did. It's like my sister's little Havanese, which is like this little tiny thing, which is about the same size as my sister's cat, and my other dog, which pretty much left her alone, but little Havanese was like jumping up the stairs, like getting closer, but not too close, so, yeah.
Oh, how fun. That seems like fun. Did you film it?
Did I film it? Yeah, it was on my Snapchat. Everyone who sees me on Snapchat sees more than enough videos of my dog or any other animals I'm hanging up in that current moment.
Okay, this is going to be a challenge. That's what we're doing improv off of that. This is the only way I learned how to keep it fresh, because I was finding myself trying to pre-think like cool things to say prior to getting on, and have this thing in my head already kind of worked out, and like I didn't like that. So I was like, I'll just have you tell me a story, and then I just go off that. And sometimes it's tough. Sometimes like this one's gonna be interesting.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it actually.
All right. Okay. So okay. Good. I'm glad you feel uncomfortable, because I'm super nervous all the time.
Me too.
You're always on camera. I can't even do the camera thing.
Dude, you can't tell that I'm anxious the whole time. Yeah.
Damn. Maybe a
you
little.
You just gotta work through it. Just gotta roll with it.